VCR or mobile.
4CCD is a radio check.
4 station calling. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. You're a little weak. I didn't catch the suffix of your call, but that's okay. You're making it to the repeater, but about 50-50 white noise and the other audio. Go ahead, sir.
For answering, trying to deal with a new antenna that I'm dealing with a handheld from indoors, and I don't think I get good transmission from where I am. There's probably a lot better places, but appreciate you answering.
For a handheld, I'd say you're probably doing all right. That's a pretty typical signal, but you are very intelligible. I can understand everything you're saying. As long as you stay on that spot, as they say.
Okay, and I did get a more powerful Yaesu FT3165 that I want to set up, but I don't have it set up yet. But I'm glad that this one's reaching out the way it is.
Well, Dane put it up because they tell me that when you put them up in the cold, that they work better. But my answer to that is that's where two fools met.
Yeah, I hear you. I think what I'll do is I'll keep going south until it's not cold.
That sounds like plan A to me.
We were just up in Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and New York, and I was trying to make some transmissions up there. I actually went fairly well with a J-pole antenna I was carrying with me. And a lot of people in the air, even though it was below freezing every day.
33 degrees out here now. I just left the Walmart market here in Greer and had to stop and pick up the wife some corn starts. It's my birthday today, and she's making a cake, and tonight for supper we're having frog legs. Now to you that might not sound good, but to me it's better than fried chicken.
When I was growing up, I lived in in West Virginia, a town called Clarksburg, and we used to go out to eat every Sunday after church at a hotel that was an all-you-could-eat buffet for $5. They had frog legs almost every Sunday, and I do remember it. It tastes like chicken.
It's pretty good. I like chicken, too. Don't misunderstand me, but some people really get turned off when you tell them frog legs. And we lived in Kansas 62 and a half years until I retired and come down here to be near the grandchildren. And we'd go out and wade the creeks and get in our John boats and go in the strip pits, the old strip mines, and we'd hunt our frogs. And they were a lot bigger than the ones you can buy, but these ones that you buy are just about as good.
Everything's going to have to be farmed sooner or later. We got to take care of 8 billion people on the planet. We're not panicked about it. We got to farm our food.
Took my wife off the farm when I was 19 and in the Navy, and she was 18, and I was headed to Vietnam, and I brought her out to California, and best thing I ever done, and in March will be 57 years.
Well, congratulations. That's a great story, and yeah, my wife and I married 48 years now, and I was one of the last of the draftees in the Vietnam War era, but fortunately for me, they were bringing everybody home at that time, so playing Army and not having to do the real stuff. But if you went over to Vietnam, thank you for your service, and I hope that you came back healthy.
Back a little less healthy, but I'm not pushing up daisies from the root side, so I'm very happy. And I was no hero, but I did have some medical problems. I was in a flight crew, and both my lungs collapsed, and thankfully not at the same time. But survived it all. I'm very thankful to be here, and today I'm 77 years old.
Well, happy happy birthday and congratulations as well. So I'm going to try with one of my other radios, but I'm glad that this conversation is working out well, and it's good to talk to you. So BQD 73.
Have a blessed day, and the pleasure's all mine, sir. This is November 0, Tango Romeo, clear.
4 ZLK.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Shane? Great to hear you. I'm just headed home. I had to go get some new inserts made for my shoes down to Advanced Prosthetics. And they had to send them out and had them made last time. You know how that goes. Instead of making them in-house, so she's going to redo them and make them in-house. And these been killing me. I know my face has been killing you, too. Go ahead, Shane.
To you since it's your birthday, I was going to say happy birthday. I wasn't even going to comment on anything else. Oh, that's funny. And I don't see your face very often. It's your voice.
And I'm glad it's still around, Shane. I'll tell you, as old as I'm getting. Talked to David this morning, NXY, and this gentleman here is on a handy talker I was talking to. He's done really good, and I really enjoyed that. Where are you at today? You working?
I'm working. I'm over here on 85. I'm getting on it right now for a mile before I get back off. But, yeah, happy birthday, and you can't say you're dyslexic anymore this year, can you, with being 77?
Well, when I was 75 and dyslexic, but this 77 and 76 stuff, it just doesn't work out worth a darn. Smart aleck, you remembered that, huh? Oh, shoot. I didn't even want to get out to go get the mail. It's really cold. And the kids wanted us to go to an Italian restaurant last night, and I'm glad I didn't. It got really nasty down there. My daughter said, I think I was down around the I-85 and maybe Woodruff down that area. And I don't like driving at night when it's inclement weather, shall we say. And she concurred there was quite a bit of ice on the road yesterday evening.
I was over here on 25 right off of 85 around Donaldson Center. I was watching cars slide off the road, and it was just a thin layer of snow, but as they drove on it, it compacted it down. It was turning into ice. Anytime you try to go up a hill, it was a little slippery, but I made it okay. I just took my time, and then when I left work at, to go home, about 3 miles away from work, headed northwest, cleared right up, and it was dry all the way home, so I didn't have to deal with any of that going home.
And as well as I do, you just can't deal with black ice, and after that real bad fall I had, I didn't feel near as young as I used to. I thought I could handle it because I was throwing the ice melt under my feet, but it didn't work. But I never went down so hard in my life. Even on a motorcycle, I never did go down like that. But it's a beautiful day today, and we're blessed. I'm still showing 33, and tonight it's going to be in the teens again. But the weather people say that it's going to be in the 50s towards the end of the week. I can live with that.
Looking forward to that. Once it gets that warm, that's practically shorts and short sleeve weather after these last few days. It was 9 degrees not far from my house this morning, according to my truck thermometer.
I think said it was 8 up there at Brevard yesterday, and but I noticed the temperatures back home in our other home back up in Kansas there, where we used to live years ago, the temperature was coming up in the 40s today, and usually, that's where this polar vortex come from this time, was northwest to southeast. But that was pretty funny and not funny. I don't know how you put it. Entertaining to see them get snow in Charleston and Myrtle Beach. there was people that had never seen snow in their lives.
Pensacola, Florida had about 7 inches, 7 to 8 inches on the ground down there.
They trained the Navy pilots at, too, if I'm not mistaken. I was at Jacksonville, and all I had was some old radiators and wooden barracks. And I got to tell you, he was only issued one warm blanket. Yeah, it was cold, man. I mean, it was cold. And I was from Kansas and young, but it was still cold. Well, she and I arrived at home, and Bernice needs this cornstarch. I stopped and got her, and she's making me a big red cake for my birthday. And if you want a piece, stop by, and I'll save you a piece. And then I got them cartridges for you if you want. But I know you're busy, and by the time the day gets to the end, you're ready to go home and rest. Anyways, I'll let you go on the next transmission, but have you worked at Tango X-Ray 7 November yet?
Not. I've looked for them a couple times when I had some free time. I've been getting home so late, I'm too tired to even. I'll check into the net, but I don't feel like it. I did check a couple nights ago, and I could barely hear them on one of the bands. I think it might have been 20 meters, but there was no way I was going to be able to work them. But I'll still keep an eye out for them. And I was going to tell you, go ahead and eat that extra piece of cake for me. You're a little out of my way. And I may get Patrick, or give those cartridges to Patrick, because I see him pretty regularly. I'm just not over your way, especially while I'm working. But when I leave work, you're definitely out of my way.
He'll probably bring you the casings and no lead in them. Of course, there ain't much lead in them 22 shorts. Anyways, that'd be fine. Tell him to remind me, because, you know, I'll probably forget by then. What's today, Wednesday? Yeah, I'll have to check and see if we got eggs. I think we do. So I usually text Patrick and let him know so he'll stop by and get some eggs. Take care, Shane, and we'll catch you down the line. In for ZLK in 0TR 73.
Excuse me, have a good day. Happy birthday, and say hello to Miss Bernice. And 0TR, and 4ZLK.